there by Ricardo, getting his head turned around. Looked like he had an opportunity to make a play on that ball.
Second down and 10 at the Wisconsin 26-yard line. Brosmer fakes the handoff, throws over the middle, and that is caught by Elijah Spencer inside the 15-yard line. He gets hit by Nizir Forcurine near the 12, and it'll be a first down for Minnesota on a gain of 14 yards.
And that's why Minnesota's excited about this kid at quarterback. He does a good job of faking it, throwing it right where he needed to on that slant, and Forcurine just a little bit late. One-on-one coverage, trying to take advantage of it, and a really well-thrown ball by Brosmer.
Jackson comes out to the left, Lamecki Brockington to the right. Single setback is Taylor, Brosmer under center. He'll send Jackson in motion. He'll hand it to him. Jackson, little stop and go inside the 10. He got cut down by Hunter Wohler at the 7-yard line on a gain of 5. Second down for the Gophers.
Boy, they're just dictating everything right now. That was a jet sweep and timed it up well. And actually, look ahead. He paused probably a little longer than he needed to. If he had went straight away, Hunter did everything he could to kind of whip at his ankles to get him down. That was well designed and well executed there by the Gophers.
Second and 5 at the 7 of Wisconsin. Spencer and Jackson double wide to the left. Brosmer back into the shotgun. And now Jackson will motion to the right. Darius Taylor is the running back to the left of the Minnesota quarterback. Brosmer looking to throw. Fires to the right, and that is caught by Daniel Jackson. Touchdown, Minnesota. Max Brosmer to Daniel Jackson. Make it 13-0 Gophers early in the second quarter.
Timing route and just a back shoulder throw. The coverage wasn't bad, but it was just well timed out, and Brosmer put it right where he needed to on just a delayed little bloop, and the back shoulder right there in the front right pylon of the end zone, and the Gophers are pulling away.
Yeah, Daniel Jackson has been one of the more productive receivers who doesn't get a whole lot of pub. Fifth-year senior out of Kansas City, leading his team in receptions each of the last 3 years. And a touchdown catch for him early in the second quarter as Dragon Kesich is on for the PAT. And the kick is in the air, and the kick is good. So the Gophers, with the first two touchdowns of the game, will take a break. 11:37 left of the first half. Minnesota 14, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us, and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
For 97 years, WRJN has been Racine's source for local news and timeless hits. Now, Badger football, Badger basketball, the Packers, the Brewers, and high school sports. With our timeless hits, local news, and Wisconsin sports, we're a great resource for local businesses to advertise to local listeners. We have an opportunity on our team to have somebody join us as an outside sales representative. Find out more. Call us Monday morning at 262-634-3311.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Much like Badger Athletics, our good friends at Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza strive for excellence and high quality in everything they do, whether it's making a simple cheese pizza or a supreme pizza loaded with all the toppings. You know, high standards are the precedent. Sack of Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza today from your local grocery store. Max Brosmer in rhythm, 8 of 11. For 100 yards. He connects with Daniel Jackson on a 7-yard TD play. 11:37 left in the first half. Minnesota 14, Wisconsin nothing.
And now I think we're getting into that danger zone. You wondered how much emotional energy this Wisconsin Badger team was going to have. And I thought from the gates, you needed to see it. And I thought our defense was able to, the first couple of drives, get off the field, three and out. And the last couple, it has been Minnesota's doing what they want. They're able to run it. They've been, you know, give Brosmer's had all day back there to make the plays he's wanted to. They're doing gadgets. They're doing stuff. And Wisconsin has had no answer for that. So I think at some point here, Wisconsin, offensively, it's been struggle city. This is the time to get back in this, because right now Minnesota's doing whatever they want and are in danger of really putting it on us if we can't get something going here on this drive.
Minnesota with 179 yards of offense. Wisconsin has 30. Dragon Kesich set to kick off. Anthony and Iacomelli are deep. As Kesich, the lefty, with the kick on the way. Anthony waits for it. He'll catch at the 4, up the middle to the 10. 15 to the 20-yard line. Anthony up across the 25. And that's where the Badgers will begin first and 10 with 11:32 left in the first half.
And I think now is the point where you got your guys, and Luke is down there getting them jabbed. You're trying to get everybody fired up. Everybody, it's not that these guys don't want to go out and make a play. You need to have something positive happen to create that. And it seems like throughout this season, Vinny Anthony has been our big play guy. Find a way to get him the football on this drive. Let him go and see if he can make a play.
Chris Brooks wide right, motions to the left, pistol set, Walker behind Locke, little play fake, Locke rolling to his right, rolling, looking, throwing, and it sails well beyond Riley Nowakowski. Kerry Brown on the coverage play just wasn't there, and it's second and 10 for the Badgers at their 25-yard line.
Yeah, Minnesota played that well. It was a hard run sell to the left, and the Gophers just flooded the zone back to the right. You have Nowakowski running an over route over the top, and Braden got outside, could not run it, and just threw it for the ball to fall harmlessly onto the ground.
Bryson Green, Tretch Kekahuna out to the right. Chris Brooks to the left on second down. Locke, quick shot right side, caught by Kekahuna, and he got by Kerry Brown. As that got Tretch about 3 yards up to the 29-yard line, where it's third down. We'll make it third down and 6 at the 29 of Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was just get it out. Minnesota brought a little bit of pressure. You get that one up. Bryson Green does a good job of getting his guy kind of blocked up, but you allow the safety to come out. Tretch was able to spin out. Could have been just a flat out no gain. He was able to pick up 3 or 4.
Cody Lindenberg in that last tackle. 3 receivers come out to the left. Kekahuna, Green, and Brooks. Third down and 6. Badgers at their 29-yard line. Locke takes a snap. Gophers send 4. Throw over the middle. Caught by Kekahuna across the 40-yard line and up to about the 42. Jack Henderson out of the secondary on the tackle. And that is a monster first down for Wisconsin.
Man, you said it. I thought they're pretty good protection. Tawi did a good job of just staying in there enough. And Tretch over the middle on a little slant. Is able to sit in between 4 Gophers. Braden threw it right where he needed to. And that is a huge first down.
10-18 left in the half, 14-0 Minnesota. On first down, there's a little pitch to Walker working the left side. Coy Parrish is there to chop him down right at the line of scrimmage, which is the 42 of Wisconsin, where it's now second and 10.
Oh, that guy is a problem.
Oh, Parrish, he's real. He is real.
He is the real deal. And that was a little toss right away, and he just read it and came flying downhill. You had Jack Nelson out there, Brunner, and he just kind of slithered in between and made the play right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Parrish can play a few snaps on offense. He's a return man. He has 5 interceptions this season, too. Trips to the right, little corner pressure coming on Locke, and he is thrown down by Justin Wally. That's the quarterback applying the pressure. As Locke is taken down at the 32-yard line of Wisconsin on a loss of 10.
That's Tawi has got to get out there, and you need to bring your feet with you. He kind of leaned over. That was blocked up. The rest of the crew had it, and if you are able to pull out of that, and unfortunately Braden got tripped up, Tawi needed more to push him past the pocket, unable to do it, and now we're in third and 20 land.
From the 32-yard line of Wisconsin. 3 receivers right, 1 on the left. Snap the lock, 3-man rush. Braden throws over the middle, tipped up, incomplete. Intended for Riley Nowakowski. Yeah, Joey Gerlach there. Coleman Bryson, Gerlach a linebacker, Bryson out of the secondary. as the Badgers punting on 4th and 20 from their own 32-yard line.
And that ball almost was tipped, too. And they, like you said, Matt, they rushed three and flooded the zone. And that was a risky, not really worth the reward throw. Very fortunate that that ball, when it was tipped up, didn't land in a Gopher's hands.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt. And it's in the air. Parrish with the fair catch. He'll make it at the 31-yard line in Minnesota territory. And we have a break in the action. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 8:50 left in the first half. Minnesota 14, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Minutes, 50 seconds left in the second quarter. The Gophers in control here, leading Wisconsin 14 to nothing. The Badgers have all of 37 yards of offense through nearly a quarter and a half of football.
And we're seeing it really on both sides, but the thing I'm noticing is it's been a trend that has been going against Wisconsin, especially the last 3 or 4 weeks, sans the Oregon game, and that is getting in the backfield and getting behind the line of scrimmage and making some plays. Minnesota's been able to do it. There you get that big play to Kekahuna, and you think, okay, we're going to get moving. Well, then they come up, make a play on first down. You get into second and 10. They bring pressure. We don't do a good enough job of picking it up, and you're in third and 20. As the old Brad Childress used to say, we don't have a lot of play calls for third and 20. You don't know what you're going to get, and Minnesota's been able to stay in down at normal down a distance. They're dictating everything right now, and when you're doing that, you're going to have 179 yards of total offense, and you're going to hold the opponent to 37, and that's why it's 14-0, and you know, we hear complimentary football all the time. Right now, neither side's complimenting each other. This defense needs to make a play. The special, someone has to go and make a play, because this thing is getting, it's starting to teeter on, if they can go down and score here, it's big, big trouble.
Yeah, getting turnovers, that's been a real challenge for this Badger defense. The Gophers come in with a plus 10 turnover margin, but in some recent losses, that is not the case. We had big mistakes against Rutgers, a minus 2 last week against Penn State. See what happens here. Gophers at the 32-yard line, first and 10. Two receivers left, one on the right. Shotgun snap to Brosmer. Badgers sending four. Brosmer throws over the middle, caught by Elijah Spencer across midfield. Austin Brown on the tackle into Wisconsin territory. They'll mark at the Badgers' 47-yard line.
Well, first and 10, you have to play run, and I thought that Minnesota's offense came off, sold that a little bit, and just, again, a crystal-clear pocket. Coverage not bad, but another accurate throw from Brosmer right where he needed it to be, and another big gain on first down.
Gophers right back on the Wisconsin side of the 50, empty backfield now. First and 10 at the Wisconsin 47-yard line. Darius Taylor will now motion into the backfield. Lebecky Brockington, Elijah Spencer out to the right, Daniel Jackson to the left. Snap to Brosmer, reads it, keeps it, looking, has all day, scanning, now floats off to his right, looking, and now he'll run it out of bounds at the 45-yard line, chased that way by Christian Allegro. As the Badgers had it covered, and it's still a gain of a couple to the 45 of Wisconsin, second down and 8.
Minnesota's going for the jugular.
Yes, they are.
They were going for a big play over the top. Give Wisconsin credit. They covered the deep routes, but he all day padded it, and was still able to go run off to his right side and pick up 2 yards.
Spencer, along with Christian Driver, Donaldson out wide to the left, Lebecki Brockington to the right. And the 45 of Wisconsin, second down and 8. Rosemer will give it to Taylor off the left edge, and he gets sent down by Cheeks. Sebastian Cheeks over there for Wisconsin at the line of scrimmage. Back just outside the 45 of Wisconsin, third down and 8 for Minnesota.
Well, Ben Bart did a fantastic job of beating his man across his face, and that had forced Minnesota to bubble it out a little bit, and that let Cheeks and Tack and Curtis, everybody kind of come flying in, and we finally get where they're not in a comfortable down here, third and 9.
Just outside the 45-yard line, Wisconsin territory. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Jamison Gears motions to the formation. Snap to Brosman. Looking under pressure, and down he goes! Inside the 45 of Minnesota as Elijah Hills gets home, and the Gophers are forced to punt.
Man, did we need that. That Wisconsin brought Allegro ended up actually coming out to cover, and that allowed Hills to beat his man one-on-one. They had five guys up on the line of scrimmage, so you set up one-on-ones across the board, and who has been our best pass rusher from the inside all year, Elijah Hills, beat his man and was able to corral and get Brosmer down to the ground and force a punt.
Well, we'll see if the Badgers
bring
can
it
beat
here.
Up
Let's
that
go.
Punter. Here's the snap, and the kick is away. A line drive, Vinny Anthony, and it goes through his hands. He'll now pick it up the 5-yard line, bending left, has some room. 10, 15, across the 20-yard line, penalty marker down. Anthony driven out of bounds, and a penalty marker here, and this may be walked back as they'll mark at the 27-yard line or so of Wisconsin. We'll check the call. Luke Fickle does not look like a happy dude down there on the Wisconsin sideline. It was a 46-yard punt, a mere hot mess, and Anthony was able to get a decent return, but they're going to walk it back. Here's the call.
During the return, personal foul, illegal blindside block.
Oh.
Receiving team, number 84, half the distance to go from the spot of the foul. It's first down.
Fickle talking with one of the officials about that, so another costly penalty as they get Chris Brooks with that illegal blindside block, and we're looking at the replay right now. Well, that's...
So I understand why they've put that into effect, but when you look at Brooks there, he's got his arms out. He sees it. He could have, in the old days, completely de-cleated, got his head in front, and they still called it. I don't agree with that call.
Yeah, neither is Danny was a Wisconsin head coach, but nonetheless, the Badgers starting at their 7-yard line, first and 10. Tawee Walker, the running back, and Locke will give it to him as Tawee gets hit at the line of scrimmage, is able to get through to a couple of yards up to the 9-yard line, a gain of two, second down and 8 for Wisconsin. 5:40 left in the half, 14-0 Minnesota.
Yeah, it's just a lot of bodies around, and what you're seeing from Minnesota, they're bringing safeties down, they're bringing a lot of bodies. You're going to have to open some stuff up on first down. They're not going to just let you line up and try to run with a light box.
Anthony and Kekahuna out to the left, Bryson Green to the right, Walker the running back from the Wisconsin 9-yard line, and the snap ends up going to Walker on the right side. He got hit by Justin Wally at the line of scrimmage. Well, if that was meant to be that way, it still wasn't very smooth. That was another near disaster, and the Badgers will live for third and 8 at their own 9-yard line.
I've been noticing the snaps are getting, and it has not been an issue all year. I know last year there was a lot of discussion about the snaps and floating. We've seen some floats, and now you get a little yippy. In that case, he yanked it, and luckily Walker was able to secure that snap.
Two receivers left, two receivers right on third and 8 for the Badgers. 9, locked the throw, winds up, pops it down the right sideline. It's incomplete, well beyond Tretch Kekahuna. And it was well covered by Justin Wally, and yet another 1-2-3 and out here for Wisconsin. Badgers punting from their own 9.
Not really even close on that. That was, you ran a route concept where Green was at the sticks and you run Tretch behind it, and Minnesota had that route concept covered very well and were forced to punt again.
Atticus Bertram standing about 5 yards into the end zone. Boyd Parrish is deep at the Wisconsin 45. Snap to Bertram, steps up, and the kick is away. Parrish drifting back. He'll catch at the 41-yard line, trying to put a juke move on, and he gets drilled by Darrell Peterson, just shy of the 45-yard line of Minnesota. 49 yards on the punts from Atticus Bertrams. Gophers starting at their 44, first and 10 with 4:25 left in the first half, 14-0 Minnesota.
That looked to me like a no-look punt. I know he was your player profile. He's running out to his left, and I think if he looked down and saw, he ended up punting it back the other side. That was a big boy punt by Bertrams.
Really demonstrated that big leg this season.
Hit it and forget it?
Yeah.
What is this?
hit it and hope. From the 44 of Minnesota, first and 10. Daniel Jackson out to the left. Lamecki Brockington to the right as Brosmer goes under his center. Greg Johnson. Brosmer pulls back, hands off to Taylor over the right side across the 45-yard line. And he's taken to the ground at about the 49. Gain of 5 yards. Christian Allegro getting in there for Wisconsin. Second out and 5 for the Gophers.
Yeah, really good push by the inside of Minnesota's offensive line and getting up on Jaheim Thomas and be able to cover him up. And again, just they're doing such a good job of getting ahead of the sticks on first down, setting up a second and 5 here.
3:55 and counting left of the half. Gophers up 14-0. Nick Keller up the tight end. Motions now, lines up wing on the left side. Shotgun snap to Brosmer. Hands off to Taylor. Off the right side. Penalty marker down. Outside the numbers. 50-45. Austin Brown pushes Taylor out of bounds. But a penalty marker in the backfield. Looks like a holding call coming up against the Gophers. Here it is.
Holding. Offense, number 87. 10-yard penalty for the previous spot. It's still second down.
That is the tight end, Nick Callerup.
It's never good when you get de-cleated or kind of pushed to the ground. He just rocked it. Cheeks rocks inside. He ends up flailing to the ground. So not only you look bad, you also get the flag. So finally something goes Wisconsin's way. Or nice job by Cheeks of the quick rock inside forced him to reach out and then spun him to the ground and getting that 10-yard penalty.
It's second and 14 for the Gophers at their own 40-yard line with 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Two receivers left, one on the right. Taylor is the running back. Brosmer takes the snap. Badgers rushing four. Brosmer looking. Little circle route. Rolls off to his right, directing traffic, and he'll throw it away. Incomplete. Make it third and 14 for the Gophers at their own 40.
Well, Brosmer actually, he ended up spinning himself out for no reason. I think he, quarterbacks have this internal clock in their head where it's 1, 2, and then they start thinking, I got to get rid of it. Well, he didn't need to. The pocket held up, and he had all day. He ends up pirouetting himself and then getting outside the pocket and throwing it away. He could have just stayed in that pocket. Luckily, he didn't. Now we're in a good spot here at third and 15.
Gophers will have three receivers to the left. Daniel Jackson to the right. 3:12 left in the half. 14-0 Minnesota. Third and 14. And movement up front. Make it third and 19 Minnesota.
It's still third down.
That'll back them up to their 35.
Still get nervous when there's those flinches and people start debating whether or not somebody's inciting somebody or not. But that time, and a good job by Darrell Peterson of pointing that out and taking a third and 15 and getting it back to a third and 20.
You want to call for a pick?
I'd love to. heat him up. Definitely you need to heat him up here, get the ball out of his hands, and at worst, force a punt rally to the football.
See if they even throw it. Two receivers tight left. Jackson out wide right, and they'll keep it on the ground. There is Taylor, and right there is Darrell Peterson at the 35-yard line. So the Gophers, probably the smart move. They take the safe move. They'll go ahead and punt with 3 minutes left in the first half.
You just play the game, right? You see the flow of the game, and Minnesota at this point is thinking, don't give Wisconsin any, force this offense, which has not been able to muster anything in this first half, force them to go the length of the field. Very conservative play call and a punt here, but I'm still calling a block punt. I think we're going to get one.
All right. Works for me. Line of scrimmage, the 35 of Minnesota. Snap to Crawford. Pressure White. Kick is away. Vinny Anthony drifting to his right. Hits inside the 20, and it checks up. A little bit of a Badger bounce. And I don't know if that went off of Badger or not. Gophers trying to claim it. Maybe clip the leg of a Wisconsin
closer than
player.
It needed to be, that's
yeah,
for sure.
They say no. That was a 42-yard punt. And with 2 minutes and 26 seconds left in the first half, Badgers have all their timeouts available, plus the 2-minute timeout. 14-0 Minnesota. Badgers starting at their 23-yard line.
One of the things I noticed with this heated field now, you're not seeing a lot of these punts rolling forward, and you have to get your guys away. That came very close because the ball backed up, and a Wisconsin player is getting really close, and luckily, I think, just missed it.
Berrion Dupree, the running back now, and on first down, Locke will give it to him, and the freshman is pulled down by Justin Wally. Danny Strigo getting there as well at the 25-yard line of Wisconsin. Gain of 2.
Let this go to the 2-minute timeout, the 2-minute timeout, and that, again, the snap. Off, pulled him off to the left side, and it didn't let the rhythm in. They're bringing people off the edge, and that little timing makes a big difference.
We hit the 2-minute timeout. We'll keep it here as we have used our spots in the first half. We'll tell you that the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 2 minutes left in the first half. Minnesota 14, Wisconsin nothing.
And now you're looking at a 2nd and 8, and we just have been able to do nothing on offense today. We're 2 of 7 on 3rd down, 41 total yards. Now you have to go pick up a 1st down here. Minnesota's got their timeouts, and you can't just run. You have to get aggressive. You're down 14 points. This is where you also have to be careful. We've seen this movie before where you get aggressive and you turn it over. So there's got to be that fine line. But at this point, the way this game is going, you need a spark. And however you're going to find it, I still think Vinny Anthony has been that guy throughout this season with Will not playing. That's where I think this team needs to look and try and get a big play to try and get something positive before the half runs out.
Braid Locke, 5 of 12 through the air. Tretch Kekahuna with 3 of those catches. Tawee Walker, Vinny Anthony, just 1 catch apiece. The Badgers with 41 yards of offense. That's it, compared to 197 for Minnesota.
Well, and we're trying to run the football. I give Minnesota a lot of credit. They're bringing guys down. They have, been saying Parrish. He's been down. He's made some plays. You're bringing people around. So the timing hasn't been good, but the Gophers have been winning the battle up front. That has been abundantly clear because Dupree, 5 carries, 11 yards. He's had the one nice run. And then Walker, 5 for 7. It's not going to get it done today.
So this is a solid team, and it is so close to being much more than solid. Maybe having a special year.
I think you mentioned it in the pregame. It's you don't have a ton of penalties. You don't turn the ball over. You win the turnover margin, and you just play solid, good football. You're going to win your share of games. Now, are you going to beat the big boys? That's what they're chasing over in Minnesota. We right now have not been consistent enough, and when you're an inconsistent team and struggling and you're playing a team that is very consistent, this isn't a shock to any of us, because this is kind of what we've seen when you watch film. Minnesota doesn't make a ton of mistakes. Wisconsin has been, and right now Minnesota's dominating this football game.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I get that P.J. Fleck is polarizing, but his teams, like you just said, they're solid, and you've got to beat them. The Badgers have a 2nd down and 8 at their 25-yard line with 2 minutes left in the first half. Again, Luke Fickell has all 3 timeouts to use. As we are set to resume here in Madison. 2 receivers left, 1 on the right. Derrion Dupree is the running back. Locke gets a snap again, a little high, pulled it down, hand off Dupree, trying to slip off the left side across the 25-yard line up to the 27. Jack Henderson is there again. Not a smooth snap. It's third down coming up for Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's been the case today, and pretty good job there. Nowakowski keeps his hands inside, and here at least you're running it. You're going to try to get this first down, but Minnesota not using their timeouts, and Wisconsin here, play it, run the clock down, and hopefully you get that first down, and then you can start rolling. If you don't, you punt it back to Minnesota.
1:28 left in half, third and five, Wisconsin at the Badgers' 28-yard line. Three receivers right, and Vinny Anthony out to the left. Play clock is at five. Snap the lock. Pressure coming. Braden throws left side, and it's incomplete. Wanted Vinny Anthony at the 32 at the near side. And the Badgers will be forced to punt with 1:16 left in the first half.
It's way too much penetration. And I give Dupree credit. He put his nose in there, but this has been something in your watch film of Wisconsin's offensive line. They're having a hard time. Linebacker comes up, gets in between Huber, the right guard, and our center Renfro, and then they loop a guy in, and it's just been a trouble spot for this team. Pressure in the face of Locke. Incomplete pass.
Snap to Atticus Bertrams. A kick end over end. Coy Parrish will catch at the 27-yard line. Breaks to his right and gets covered up by Darrell Peterson at the 30-yard line. So the Gophers have two timeouts available. And 1:07 left in the half. That was a 44-yard punt for Bertrams, and now a very late penalty marker. Is still a lot of pushing and shoving, a lot of jaunt going on along the Wisconsin sideline between the Badgers and Gophers players. Luke Fickell and some other coaches, and they're trying to separate. Oftentimes these are matching penalties, but we'll see what they come up with here. Minnesota leading 14-0 with 67 seconds left in the half. We'll get the call from referee Brian Banks.
After play, unsportsmanlike conduct foul, kicking team player number zero. 15-yard penalty, it's first down.
Well, in this case, not matching it. John Pius. Well, there's a gift, as now all of a sudden the Gophers will get it at their 45-yard line.
Well, I was just wondering. Minnesota obviously feels great about where they're at. They're going to be at the 27 or 28-yard line. How aggressive do they want to be with their timeouts? And then Pius just gives a free 15 yards, and that's the stuff you don't see.
Yep.
You haven't seen, and that's the frustrating part from a fan standpoint. It's just...
Can't
have that happen in a game that you haven't been playing well. I understand you're frustrated, but that is, just can't do it.
From the Minnesota 45-yard line, first and 10, two receivers left. Lemecki Brockington is off to the right. Darius Taylor is the running back. Shotgun snap, Roseman. He'll hand off to Taylor up the middle, powers his way near midfield. Dylan Johnson and John Pius are there. Clock running. We are down to 55 seconds left in the half. That was a gain of five. Second and five, Minnesota. Down to 50 seconds left in the half. Roseburg getting them organized. And second down, two receivers left, two receivers right. 45 seconds left in the half. Snap to Roseburg. Looking, hit as he throws. A little floater. It's almost picked off by Nizer Forcurini. Laid out for it. Could not get there at the 40-yard line of the near side. And it's now third down and five for the Gophers.
Cheeks did a great job coming off of the left tackle of Minnesota. Beat him with an inside swim move and drilled Brosmer as he was throwing it. That's a ball I think Nizer would tell you he needs to catch it. He had an outstretch, but right there, and that could have been a big momentum swing. Nice job there by Cheeks of getting some good pressure.
Down to 40 seconds left in the half. Third and five, Gophers from the 50. Brosmer back to throw, four-man rush. It darts over the middle, and it's incomplete. Jamison Gears, the tight end, the intended receiver at the 35-yard line. And it's now fourth and five at the 50 with 36 seconds left in the first half. As Minnesota missing an opportunity there as they send on the punt team.
So this is a case, and if this is Wisconsin and we're ahead 14, I still, it's fourth and five at midfield. Run out there. You have seen in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Run the hard count. Go. If you get a five-yard penalty, nobody gives a rip. I'm glad Minnesota's not doing it, but those are some things just to put in the old memory bank.
Snap to Crawford, and the punter sends it. George Vinny Anthony, he'll field on a hop at the 7-yard line, and he dropped it and now dives on it at the 7-yard line of Wisconsin with 28 seconds left in the first half.
I think we kneel on it, get the heck out of here, and hopefully reset and do, except for the end of that Bears game we saw yesterday, maybe we can reboot and play a second half, because this first half, not a lot of positives to muster out of this first half.
Not at all. So from the 7-yard line of Wisconsin, first and 10, 28 seconds left in the half, and they are in that take a knee look, as Locke will do just that. And they're not real happy here at Camp Randall Stadium. It has been all Gophers through the first two quarters. Minnesota with 202 yards of offense, 44 yards for Wisconsin, as time winding down here at the end of the second quarter at Camp Randall Stadium. Our score at the half, Minnesota 14, Wisconsin nothing. Coming up, Mike Heller has the halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger football is brought to you by Ford. Fearless is a Badger. That's a Ford SUV. Check one out at your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Jones Dairy Farm. Making breakfast better since 1889. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Our American Family Insurance Halftime Report rolls on here from Camp Randall Stadium. Final game of the season, and if Wisconsin doesn't flip things around, it will be indeed the final game of the season, and the bowl streak will also come to a close. The statistics are gaudy in favor of the Gophers. Total yards, 202 to 43. Passing yards, 121 to 37. Rushing yards, 81 for the Gophers, just 6 for for Wisconsin. Braden Locke, 5 of 13 for 37 yards. And the Badgers' leading rusher is Darion Dupree, 6 carries for 14 yards. Tawee Walker, 5 carries, just 7 yards. Wisconsin's first half possessions read like a punt dialogue. 5 plays, 15 yards and a punt, 3 plays and a punt, 6 plays, 13 yards and a punt, 6 plays, 7 yards and a punt, 3 and out with a punt, 3 and out with a punt, and then they took a knee to end the first half. It is a very lopsided first 30 minutes of play, and Wisconsin has this locker room to figure out if their season gets extended for a 23rd straight year to a bowl game. If they don't figure it out in the second half, then the season will come to a close, and so will the bowl streak. It'll be a very interesting couple of days in the Big Ten. When the rankings came out in the college football playoff rankings earlier this week, Oregon was 1, Ohio State 2, Penn State 4, and Indiana dropped just to 10. The worry was, by some, if Indiana lost the way they did last week at Ohio State, that they would drop out of the top 12. So the playoff scenario sets up this way. Oregon is going to be one half of the Big Ten championship game. The other half will be Ohio State if they beat Michigan. Then you get that rematch of Oregon and Ohio State from earlier this year in Eugene. Penn State goes to the Big Ten championship game to take on Oregon. If the Buckeyes lose and Penn State wins, Indiana would need both Ohio State and Penn State to lose and for the Hoosiers to beat Purdue to get to the Big Ten title game. When we come back, our American Family Insurance Halftime Report will continue. We'll check out other scores, scenarios from around college football when we continue. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Matza Matt here from Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza, the official pizza of your UW Badgers. Hey listen, we get it. Games can be long, stressful, and work up an appetite. That's why you need a pizza that'll go all four quarters. A Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with high quality meat and veggie toppings, a bold, flavorful sauce on a thin crust, then comes the boom! They're bombarded with award winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese that'll have you yelling,
touchdown!
Snag a Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza in the frozen pizza section of your local grocer today.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Back back with you at Camp Randall Stadium. The scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Minnesota leads the Badgers at the half, 14-0. This is not the only Big Ten game today. There's another one that matters tonight in Iowa City, 6-5 Nebraska against the 7-4 Iowa Hawkeyes. That one will kick at 6:30. The game that dictates everything in the Big Ten this weekend is Michigan at Ohio State. Typically ends that way. Number two, Ohio State and Michigan will kick off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Horseshoe. If Ohio State wins, they get a rematch with Oregon in the Big Ten championship game. Later tomorrow afternoon, Penn State, number four in the country, is home with Maryland. They'll be watching closely because if Ohio State were to lose, then they would be playing for the right to get into the Big Ten championship game. However, one of the curiosities of all of this is maybe Penn State and Indiana are better served by not going to the Big Ten championship game, because they will likely, well, certainly for Penn State, be in the playoff if they win tomorrow against Maryland. But if you win and then we're in the Big Ten championship game and you lost, now you create a different scenario that's at play. The other games in the Big Ten this weekend, fifth-ranked Notre Dame at USC, non-conference. Rutgers is at Michigan State, Fresno State at UCLA. Also tomorrow night, Purdue and Indiana. Indiana, number 10 in the country. And later tomorrow night, 6:30, number one, Oregon against Washington going on there. Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium. Mike Heller along with Bill Schmidt, host of our postgame show alongside of Lance Allen. It's halftime. It's 14-0. I would love to be able to point out redeeming factors, some things that give you opportunity, hope for what the second half is going to be. And maybe there is, but nothing in the first half would indicate that this is moving in the right direction.
No, this is a frustrating one, Mike. Maybe the most frustrating quarter and half that you've been able to watch is the last two that we've seen here so far. Badgers have 14 rushes for 6 yards. That's a massive problem. And it's this game is being won and lost on the line of scrimmage. And right now, the team on the far sideline is dominating not only the attitude, but the intensity of the football game. And that's a dangerous thing here as we got 30 minutes to go.
In the first two possessions, Wisconsin had three of their passes batted down at the line of scrimmage. They have three first downs in the first half. There's been no semblance of any rhythm. The defense in the first couple of possessions allowed nothing, but then they've allowed almost 10 plays of 10 yards or more since.
Yeah, a big plays, the differentiating factor in this game. And you mentioned it, Mike, that's good scouting, right? The opportunity to get your hands on the football, that's taken advantage. And one side has been able to execute their game plan while the Badgers have been unable to get anything going and any momentum. We talk about the first down of every drive being important. Badgers finally get that on one of their final possessions. And then the next play is a 10-yard sack. And three plays later, you're punting a rock back over to the Gophers.
So, Billy, if this flips around, if it's going to flip around in the third quarter and Wisconsin will start with the football, what has to happen? What can happen?
You got to generate some big plays, but you're also going to have to feed off each other, Mike. There's a lot to the attitude and intensity that the group has. And right now, there's a side that's playing a lot for each other in the uniforms, and there's one side that's got to feel that. But you also need some good to go your way to feel some of that positive momentum. We listened to Tausch talk about it a couple of weeks ago. You can say all the right things, but now you need some good to happen to you. A couple of first downs, get into the end zone, get the vibes on this sideline up, and maybe the energy can change in the entire building because everyone's waiting for one big play to happen.
Are you a little surprised that Wisconsin on the offensive line is kind of getting pushed around?
More than a little.
Okay.
Yeah, more than a little. And concerned. And Mike, that's the part of this. And you look at both of these two teams, one is in here attitude imposed, and the other, we've talked about it. This is one of the coldest games that this stadium has seen in a long, long time. One's really, really embracing it.
I'd like to finish on positive. What do you
Let's
got?
Let's do it. So what I got is there's a bald head over on the other sideline, which don't get cold throughout the game. Turn this energy around. Keep the fans in the stadium and make this thing a full 60-minute game. You got to sign up for 60 to win in the Big Ten and make it a full Big Ten West game. And 16-14 sounds pretty good.
We'll see what happens here when the second half gets underway. Coming up on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report, Matt and Mark return with a look at some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. Bill Schmidt will have postgame with Lance Allen after all said and done at Camp Randall Stadium at the half. It's Minnesota 14 and the Badgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
There are Black Friday deals, and then there are Kohl's Black Friday deals. Where else can you get 40% off Levi's, up to 50% off Sephora fragrances, and home favorites for under 10 bucks, all in the same place? And it gets better. You can score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every 50 spent. Get 15% off some of your finds, and save even more with limited-time doorbusters, like 50% off toys. Select styles. Offers end November 29th. Coupons do not apply to Levi's and Kohl's. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Aaron Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your local grocery store.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Kloss, ag equipment made for more. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
14-0, Minnesota leads Wisconsin at the half. Let's check out some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers, build your career, join 139.com. The numbers back up what's on the scoreboard. Minnesota 202 yards of offense to 43 for Wisconsin. Max Brosmer, the Gophers quarterback, 9 of 15 for 121 yards and a touchdown. Braden Locke, 5 of 13 for 37 yards. Darion Dupree, 6 carries for 14 yards. Marcus Major, 2 for 43, including a 40-yard run. Darius Taylor, 10 carries for 41 yards. The Gophers, 2 out of 7 on third down. The Badgers, 2 of 8. Both teams penalized 3 times in the first half. 14-0 Minnesota. On top of Wisconsin, as we check in again with our sideline reporter, Patrick Hurd.
You know, going into the locker room, there was, you know, this team was not cheered off the field, let's say, but they weren't hanging their heads. That was kind of the message in the locker room, that there's no time to hang their heads. We're going to get the ball here first. You still have 30 minutes in this game. And this team's kind of long past the rah-rah speech at this point, right? This is about emptying the tank and playing for what you have left, which is the people next to you, and playing for a rivalry game. And look, Fickell said at halftime, he said, we have 43 yards. We need to make a play. We need to do something. So that's kind of where they're at right now, is empty the tank and go make a play. It's just that simple. They just need to figure out a way to actually do it now.
Yeah, they'll get the ball here to start the second half to see if they can get a big return, just something going. And if that can happen, all of a sudden you can turn this into a one-score game. Let's find out if they can get that accomplished.
It just takes one play, and you can look at a game and you can think, well, Minnesota dominated, and they did. They dominated this first half of football, but you're only down 2 scores. And in college football, you just make one play, and you have to keep believing that you're going to and that you can. And this is where you need to lean on those seniors and your big play people to make that play, to get the spark, to get this thing rolling.
Gophers will be kicking off. Before they do, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Badgers will receive, go north to south, left to right as we view it. 14-0 Minnesota as we get set to begin the second half here at Camp Randall Stadium. Ball blows off the tee. This breeze out of the northwest here today, around 20 degrees at kickoff. You've got to go back to the 1950s when they had temperatures like this for a Badger football game. 1958 against Illinois, it was 20 degrees at kickoff. Ready to go. Dragon Kesich on the approach, and the kick is away, and Vinny Anthony will catch a couple of yards deep, going to give it a whirl to the 5, to the 10, cutting right 15, Anthony across the 20, 25-yard line, down he goes, and that's where the Badgers start the second half, first and 10.
And you just see that with Vinny. I don't know, it looked like the up back was kind of saying, stay in. Guys want to make a play, and you really start, this is the thing, you can't press and force the issue, but I want guys that want to go and make that play. Vinny Anthony has been that guy. He He's been a big play receiver. He's really emerged this season, and it would behoove us to try and find ways to get him the football here to get that spark to get this thing going.
Anthony comes out wide to the left. Rice and Green to the right. Tawee Walker, the running back, first snap from scrimmage in the second half, and a slant incomplete as Locke fires a fastball over Rice and Green, and it's second and 10 for the Badgers at their 25-yard line.
Yep, took a shot there. He's beaten down. Hopefully he's all right. That was the rolled into him on that slant route. He took a pretty good shot there. And you're trying to get that, trying to get some positive yardage on first down. I like the idea, just a ball that sailed out of Locke's hands.
Starting the second half. And
yeah, he's beat up.
Yep. We're going to take a look at, you mentioned that umpire. You're right. He got rolled up into Tim Gover there as the umpire here today. And
he's probably thinking as he's walking, oh, I don't get paid enough to be doing this. Getting rolled up, but you know, it's a physical game. It's cold out. And yeah, he's that's where you go to the old bench here, takes the coat off, and he's probably, you know, he's been getting an earful from Luke Fickell. He's probably thinking, thank God I get to get off this sideline and get out here and maybe hopefully not get rolled up, but we hope old boy's gonna be all right. But that was a shot that he took.
It's amazing that doesn't happen more often in this sport. Well, grateful that it doesn't.
I think the ump in the NFL, they go on the other side because maybe that might be something we look into.
Second and 10, Badgers at their 25-yard line. Bryce Green motions to the left, Locke throwing to the right, and that's caught by J.T. Seagreaves. Checked out of bounds by Justin Wally at the 30-yard line of the near side. A gain of 5. Seagreaves, the redshirt sophomore out of Monroe, Wisconsin. Third down and 5 for the Badgers.
Good, easy pitch and catch. And when it's second and 10, you want to get it back so it's manageable and reasonable. And that was a good strike, good delivery, and here we go.
In Wisconsin in the first half, 2 out of 8 on third down. They need 5 here. They'll have 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Walker, the running back. Walker shift Walker to his left now with the play clock down to 5. Snap the lock. Looking, throwing, left side. It is incomplete at the 40-yard line. Oh, that was a good ball intended for Vinny Anthony. Just could not quite make the connection, and it's 4th down and 5.
Now, Ethan Robinson, their defensive back, did a nice job of breaking that up. I like the concept. It was in Vinny's hands. It was just broken up late, but I like the idea. You went for the big play, and that was probably Braden's best throw of the day. Put it right where he needed to and unable for us to make a play.
Atticus Bertram's on the punts on 4th down and 5 from the Wisconsin 30-yard line. Snap to Bertram. So he will step up, and the kick is away. Coy Parrish backpedaling. Signals for the fair catch. He'll make it about the 17-yard line. Minnesota territory.